Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Boy, developing story here. I think Draymond Green might have been ran out of this game.
Yeah,
it is 5-3 Houston, yeah, and Draymond has been ejected.
They're 3 minutes into the game. I don't know if he got ejected or not, but he is still like he is such an idiot. He makes you hate the Warriors.
Yeah, he does make you hate the Warriors. But if you're a Warrior fan, you love those four rings.
Did you see what he? I know.
He and Curry pencil out, right? I mean, Curry's like the easiest guy to like, and Draymond's the easiest guy to hate.
Did you see what he did? He didn't get kicked out.
Oh, they
out.
Didn't kick him out.
Looks like a flagrant one.
Flagrant one. But my God, man.
The fact, I mean, this goes back to, not to hijack club stuff, but this goes back to what we were talking about with Kerr and Pop and Phil Jackson. How Steve Kerr deals with this is unbelievable.
Yeah, manages. Well, and it almost fell apart the year that Kevin Durant was there, and there was like this huge locker room dust up in I believe it was in OKC, either in OKC or Houston, and it almost came to blows between those guys, and like Kerr had to like set up meeting times for stars to meet with other stars, and like managing those guys' egos is the challenge. It's not managing the talent.
Green basically grabbed Green's head and threw him down, but they only gave him a flagrant one. We just think that Draymond Green needs to shave because the gray in his beard makes him look.
I respect that he's leaning into it. No, just for men for him.
Oh man, when things are gray like that, like if you're salt and pepper, like you got some salt and pepper, that looks totally fine. But when it's like pepper, salt, pepper, like that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think he looks terrible.
I think he looks bad too.
But I don't think he cares what we think.
He's not getting that charge call.
True story.
He can lie on the ground as much as he wants. I mentioned this to you just to make sure you didn't already go through it, and you were like, "What? Where?" And that's kind of what it thought to me. The most surprising places to find runaway animals.
Is
more of like a
bear.
It's like a non-native animal.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
That's
so
always
be like a gator in Kansas.
Yeah. Like
or something.
Something like that. A giant octopus in the Willamette. Well, found on the highway, actually shut down a highway in Alabama, was a kangaroo. In Alabama. See what I mean? Like, what in the hell is there a kangaroo in Alabama
for?
Okay, so
my mind immediately goes to some Alabama rube with overalls who has it as a pet.
Patrick Starr is the animal's owner.
Yeah. Isn't that the name of, like, the SpongeBob character?
It's Starfish.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Starfish, right?
I thought his name was Patrick Starr, and he is a starfish.
Maybe he is Patrick Starr.
I don't know.
I met the
don't
guy
look
who,
at me, man.
I met the guy who's the voice of him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's Dobber from Coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he does now.
I cannot tell you how unimpressed I am with that.
With what?
What I just said? All of that.
That's because you're skibbity toilet.
Yeah, dude, he was talking. Well, he talked to me. He said,
I'm more interested in skibbity toilet than that.
He did a symposium and he's talking about how he really struggled after coach because he couldn't get work because everybody just typecast
What's
him.
What's a symposium?
It's like a TED Talk.
Okay.
And then you take some Q&A and stuff like that. And he couldn't get any jobs because everybody just thought he was a lumbering idiot. Went to University of Idaho, played football, blew his knee out,
okay,
and became an actor.
All right.
Couldn't get any work, and then he started doing voice work, got the Patrick Starr gig, and makes like $250K a year.
Don't all those guys make a ton of money, the SpongeBob guys?
Yeah, voice acting is where it's at.
Totally.
Without a
doubt.
What
a fun job.
Tom Hanks is like 20 mil for 3 weeks of work on a Toy Story.
Is SpongeBob, what's the SpongeBob guy's name? The guy
who
does
voices it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like super famous.
I don't know who it is.
And I guess people, all the SpongeBob fans know him, and when they see him out and about, he's like a celebrity. He's like a rock star, this guy.
Tom Kenny.
Yeah, that guy. At least I think.
Tom Kenny.
Is it SpongeBob? Maybe.
Is it a bunch of stuff that was around when I was a kid?
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Dauber can suck it. I don't care.
I think I heard you guys making
Tom
fun of that
Kenny
show
is
the
estimated
other day.
To be worth $16 million.
Hey, that ain't a bad little life.
Good to be SpongeBob.
That ain't a bad little life. That ain't a bad little life.
Yeah, Coach was not a good show.
No. Craig T. Nelson, though. The other Van Dyke.
Wait, what? Are you comparing him to Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Don't.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Oh, is that his name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like comparing him. The
Craig T. Nelson and Dick Van Dyke?
Yes,
no.
I thought you were...
No, Jerry Van Dyke is on that show.
Oh, okay.
He's like the old guy that screams.
Yeah, okay. I remember Jerry Van Dyke.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke is an American treasure.
Absolutely.
And I love Craig T. Nelson, but he should not be in the same breath as the great DVD.
Oh, where were we? Oh, right.
You're in charge of this mess.
I know, stop it. Kangaroos in Alabama. Patrick Starr, he owns a petting zoo.
Yeah, so he's like Joe Exotic.
Yeah, he owns a petting zoo. Where was it? A pumpkin patch and a petting zoo.
Is that legal? Like, you can have a kangaroo in Alabama?
It doesn't say anything about him getting arrested.
You just have to call it a petting zoo.
Yeah, the kangaroo is named Sheila.
What do you think that the...
Sheila's just a pet. She's back home safe. She's up. She's not staged.
Well, how did she get out?
They don't say, but it stopped traffic.
I think kangaroos are cool. You ever seen a kangaroo, like a real life kangaroo?
No, I have not. But they are kind of one of those creatures, I will say creatures, that feels like you're really cool. You're like one of those guys that like, I really want to hang out with you, but you would also whoop my ass.
They're cool, but scary.
Yeah. It's like, I want to hang out with you, but I also really don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, yeah, because you've seen those videos of them, like, boxing dudes and
stuff.
Yeah,
and just lighting people up.
Yeah.
Although, I love the classic one, when the kangaroo's, like, messing with this guy's dog, and he just runs out there and just cold clocks him in the face, and they're standing there eye to eye, and then the kangaroo turns around and walks away.
Is that a real video?
I think that's a real video.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Buck, you know which one I'm talking about?
I know the one you're talking about. I can't confirm whether it's real or fake. It definitely looks fake, but I don't know if it is.
That is a great video. I've seen it multiple times.
Because, like, the guy goes to protect his dog, or so we think, or at least that's the way it looks. Yeah. And then he hits him, and the kangaroo's, like, unfazed. It's like, okay, now what, buddy? And he just kind of looks at him, and then he, like, I think he kind of lets the dog go, and that's the end of it.
And
but...
I feel like the kangaroo, or it's, like, old enough, an old enough video that... I don't know if we were really making fake stuff. Like, you think it's like a dude in a kangaroo suit?
No, I don't think it's a dude in his kangaroo suit. I think it's like AI. Or it's like
Oh, see, I don't think CGI. It's AI. I think it's too old to be AI.
You might be right. Hold on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is.
Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm going to see if Snopes has anything.
I'm on Snopes right now.
What is Snopes?
This Snopes is like, it's like the website where you
Snopes says it's real. Says it's a true story.
I did not know there was a fact-checking website about fake videos and real videos.
Snopes. Yeah.
How do they know?
Anything. They just do their best. Sometimes they don't know, but they do their best to...
Matthew Amore, who organized the trip in support of a friend who was battling an incurable disease, detailed the events that led his friend to punching a kangaroo. Mr. Amore said it was totally out of character for his friend, Mr. Tonkins, to hit the marsupial, describing him as a placid bloke. My mate has a good government job. He's gone pretty quiet on all this. We were driving along. The dogs are loose. They're trained to smell pig's blood. Picked up a scent. The dog went past 20 kangaroos, which they are trained not to touch. But anyways, this big buck got a hold of my friend's dog, and he just grabbed him.
Yeah, so this was 2016. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's the damnedest thing.
I mean,
man punches a kangaroo.
It feels famous
in the face.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
Like, it's a famous YouTube video.
Well,
at
let
this
me
point.
Look at the like, views.
How maybe you... not quite double rainbow status, but I feel like it is, you know,
rainbow.
in the pantheon of YouTube videos.
By the way, that double rainbow guy, he died like a while ago.
Yeah.
Apparently he scheduled posts out on YouTube like 14 years into the future. Whoa. So there's like new stuff of his coming out every day still.
So it's like the first time I ever really saw somebody on the internet on drugs.
And like he claims he was sober.
Yeah, you're like watching that video, and it's like he's like about to cry because the second
what
rainbow.
Does it all mean?
It's double rainbow. It's like, wow, dude, this guy's on drugs.
Dude, this is such a great video. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, man.
Buy some drugs.
Dude, the kangaroo not just has the dog. It's in a headlock.
Yeah.
As if it's like
the kangaroo's like
wrestling.
Bodybuilder status.
Yes.
It's like rocked
I know,
out.
If you look at the arms, the kangaroo is
things
what they say
buff.
Yoked.
And that's a big dog too. So he lets the dog go when the guy comes up, and then they just stand there like boxers.
Yep.
Like the kangaroo's like, "What are you gonna do?" And the guy's like, kind of, you know, got his mitts up, and then he just freaking
just
punches
pulls
the
back
kangaroo.
And goes boom, and the kangaroo like
does it not face.
Just kind of takes it like whoa.
Just looks at him like, "You son of a bitch!
Freaking I can't believe
punch
he hit
it, me. Bitch! I'm either gonna rip your head off right now, or I'm gonna go away."
The kangaroo had a moment of, "I can't believe he hit me."
And the kangaroo's little kangaroo arms kind of go up like, "Whoa!"
And then
like,
the guy just turns and runs away, and the kangaroo's like, "All right, I guess that's it.
Dude,
I guess I got my ass beat."
That is the coolest video ever. I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch. Of all time, that's the coolest video. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it again. Or, I mean, if you've seen it, you have to watch it again. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. And then the dogs are just running around.
Yeah.
Is it cooler than that surfer who punched out a shark? Do you remember that video?
No.
I mean, you don't see it as well as this video.
No, I think this is way cooler. Because I just didn't know kangaroos bowed up like that. Like, I thought they kicked with their little feetsies.
Yeah.
And they claw you, but I didn't think that they bowed up and, like, come on,
I mean, they're bipedal, you know? They're bipedal with extended
what's bipedal
limbs.
Mean?
Stand on your 2 feet, not on four. Humans are bipedal.
Yeah.
When we come back, can you prevent forest fires? First.
Wildfires.
Wildfires. First, there's Buck with Sports.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.